Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode.
Hello, welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to be talking about the Ken Burns jazz documentary series, just called Jazz. My name's Nick Tomlin.
My name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251. Ken Burns is a well-known documentary maker. He's made a lot of very important documentaries, particularly about America. The Civil War, baseball, jazz, the one we're going to talk about, the national parks, the Roosevelt, the Vietnam War, which was quite recent, and recently country music. Did you know about that one?
I knew he'd made it. I haven't heard any of it. Yeah.
Well, he developed a technique of using, in the old days it was a camera which was mounted on a tripod and moved around, and it had a particular, it was used for doing titles and things, but he... When instead of making just here's a picture of Abraham Lincoln or something, he would have a picture of Abraham Lincoln and then slowly zoom in on that picture.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Or slightly move across a picture.
Mm.
And that's actually known as the Ken Burns effect.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. And it's become very common, hasn't it? You see it all over now.
That's his gift to documentary making.
That's interesting.
Apart from the incredible amount of work of his documentaries, that's one of his big... in fact, I think if you have your, if you're an Apple Mac user and you have a gallery of your photographs, it will say, "Do you want to use the Ken Burns effect?"
Mm.
Anyway, that's what I know, roughly. So over to you.
So Jazz was first broadcast on the American PBS channel in 2001, and really it moves from the birth of jazz in New Orleans, kind of chronologically. Through the innovations of Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington in the 20s, 30s, looks at the bebop movement, goes on to look a bit at the hard bop and cool jazz movement, and actually then also looks at the free jazz movement. And as Simon said, it's very well researched. He interviews a lot of very important people, you know, from involved in those different periods. And there were 10 episodes, basically, 10 episodes. It's interesting to talk about the reaction, really. It was quite mixed, I would say, in the jazz community. I think some appreciated the kind of the detail and especially the historical context. He's very good at kind of bringing in the historical context, I think. I think others complained a little bit about his slightly conservative view of jazz, in a way, that he kind of seemed to ignore the 1970s completely, doesn't really talk about jazz fusion at all, and even more recent developments in jazz. Wynton Marsalis was one of his main musical advisors, which may have something to do with that. But it was, I remember at the time when it came out, it was quite a kind of a hot topic in the jazz community, really.
Well, I mean, jazz, we've talked about this before, jazz is an area where, you know, you do something and everyone tells you how you should have done it.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm not surprised that that's the case. I watched it. I don't think I found out anything I didn't already know.
No.
I thought it put it into some interesting perspective, as you've pointed out. And I did also think it kind of leaves out quite a big amount of history. But on the other hand, he's very detailed, and it would have been 20 episodes.
Yeah, you just can't cover... You have to make some editorial decisions about which period you're going to look at, because it's impossible, like you say, without doing...
Endless.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, it didn't bother me too much. I mean, I see it as a... You know, it's a look at a particular sort of, a particular movement through jazz, really. And there are things he's missing, but like I say, I mean, it's impossible to do, really. It's impossible to include everything.
Yeah, I mean, one of my big fears was that a lot of people think jazz is boring, and I would say that documentary doesn't help in that. It's not a TikTok thing.
Yeah.
It's how many hours? 10 hours probably of material. So it's not. It's a deep dive, not a quick look. And I don't know that it did much to promote jazz. I'm not sure that's what it was meant to do anyway. But, you know, for the fan, it's great because it's 10 hours of jazz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we're coming to the end of our short podcast. So from me, Simon Whiteside, goodbye.
And from me, Nick Tomlin, goodbye.